Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
I'm not against experience. I'm against false experiences that are actually demonic, that have no purpose and no meaning.
And again, the reason why I think that they're encountered like that is because the source of them is out of a judgment and a bitterness with the traditional church, who
is in the Word,
and who's lined up in the pews. And you know, you say, "Oh my gosh, I can't stand the pew life. Pew stink." And so you judge those that are in the pew, seeking God, finding God, and because of that bitterness and that judgment against them, you say, "I'm going to go experience a living God," but then you go outside of the actual reality of the experience of God and the Spirit of God because of judgment. And that's why Satan's all over it.
So the church, the real church, has to become living with the presence and manifestation of Christ. That's what needs to take place. You're right, John. I think you go, and Sid Roth has agreed with you about the church, that many leave the church because they're unsatisfied. They're looking for a living God. And there's no evidence in many places. Our pastor on Easter preached a riveting sermon. Have you known the risen Christ? Not the story, but the risen person. And my goodness, it was packed to the corners. And many, many people responded to that. Have you seen? And that's the question. Have you seen Jesus? The real, risen, magnificent Jesus. And we're supposed to have that real experience. So we're losing the real experience by the lust for the spectacular that has nothing at the end but emptiness.
And I don't think that you cannot, that you're prevented from finding him in a pew, because I know you can. And I'm not saying that you can't find him out on the streets, because you can. And I'm not saying that he doesn't do great and mighty things, that he doesn't do incredible miracles, that it's not a sensational miracle where you see legs grow, that you see deaf ears, you know, hear, and you see the creative miracles of eyes and stuff like that. Okay, yes, that all happens. Those are amazing. And I know that you can be enraptured in worship, that you can literally be caught up, and that you can be so taken with this amazing God. Mm-hmm. That we were given a soul that can respond and react to this incredible, glorious God and Creator that we have. But
to seek experience for experience's sake is going to take you down the path of delusion
and destruction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go to the fun house. Just go to the fun house and just have a whippy dippy time, and then come back and be with really God, you know? Okay. The tragedy is the actual experience of the Spirit of the living God and Christ is so much more interesting, so much more dynamic, so much more explosive and wonderful, that to have to run after you know, the weird, why would you go after the counterfeit? He himself is so much more dynamic than the counterfeit ever is.
Right. A lady asked me a very interesting question. She said, I don't understand why Satan is called the roaring lion and Jesus is the lion of Judah. What does that mean? And Satan always has a counterfeit of every aspect of God. And so I'm writing to her. It says he goes about like a roaring lion.
Big word, like.
Exactly. And I looked it up in the in all translations to see if it said that. Yes, he goes about like a roaring lion. And I read some years ago that when a lion is roaring, it means he's old and toothless. So it's just the counterfeit,
and it has it's as one. If
as if yes. roaring and trying to scare you, and he roars to get other lions to bring him food.
Really?
That's what I read. Mm-hmm. That he's roaring and trying to be intimidating so that the other lions who have gone hunting and have prey can leave him some. So he's really nothing.
Wow, I've never heard that before. That's a trip. I don't have to embellish.
No.
I don't have to embellish the word. The word is so amazing in itself. I don't have to embellish the spirit. The spirit's life is amazing itself. And it's, I don't know. I want the genuine. I don't want the embellished. I don't want the...
You don't want the counterfeit.
I don't want the gilded. It's... A gold covering on a crappy box.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Give me the real. Give me the genuine.
Mm-hmm. I'll wait for it. I'll die for it. I'll hurt for it. I'll long for it. I'll have to wait for it. But I want the genuine. I want him. I want the person. And this is exactly what Peter and Timothy wrote, the end times. Lying wonders.
And I think it's, again, it's sourced out of bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
It's sourced out of rejection. It's not sourced out of love. It's not sourced out of a true desire.
And I see a tremendous selfish ambition behind it. I will be the greatest. That's, I will be as the Most High. That's the very satanic principle. That's why Paul's example in the Bible of going into the third heaven and being so reduced because of it that he was not allowed to exalt himself. And again, he wouldn't even say that it was his experience. I know a man. That's how it's true and real. And it could be, you can go. He went to the third heaven. He was a man. And that can happen, but I don't want any delusions from hell or any liars.
Calling itself third heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We went to a meeting one time where the man claimed we were all in the presence of in the Holy of Holies, and we were not. And we just left.
I wasn't.
And I told you, I said, if you're in the Holy of Holies, we'd all be on the floor wailing or worshiping. But wasn't true. It was a lie. It was a trying to deceive the audience. And if you didn't feel you were where this man said you should be, then you were separated from God. And it was a terrible, terrible thing to do to people. Mm. And otherwise, you had to go along and pretend. So we just walked out.
It's amazing that you can hurt and beat the sheep by your saying that this is the way it is, this is what's happening, and if you don't experience it, then you're literally beating the sheep.
Some of the greatest, most important Christians I've met sometimes are those who have no idea and nothing to show for that, but they're so chosen by God, so singled out. And the reason they're singled out is because he chooses the foolish and the simple and the lowly. He chooses noble, but few. So he trusts the ones who are not out for self. And if you are, he will scourge that out of you. So it's going to be interesting to see where it goes. I read a prophecy. I'm not normally into a lot of what's on the internet about prophecy, but there is a prophecy that the time for revealing the false prophets has come. And the last great revival is going to be genuine. There's going to be an enormous outpouring of the Spirit in revival that's going to be genuine, but the false is coming first. And literally, gazillions are following it. So I pray this has been enlightening, and that all the confusion about it, that the Lord will make that clear to everyone who's listening. I'm thinking of the verse, I'd rather be a doorkeeper of the house of God and be with him and near him.
Oh, to meet him.
Uh-huh, yeah. I learned a long time ago a statement that someone made, you choose your counsel when you choose your counselor. So the people that, the scripture's clear that the people who are deceived are responsible. The liar believes the liar. And if you want, it's Lord God, give us the pure desire for Christ.
We have the Spirit to show us. We have the Spirit to guide us. We have the Spirit to comfort us, to counsel us, to take us where it needs to be.
I remember in the very first days of my walk, John, I led this very sophisticated woman to the Lord, and she brought me her Bible and said, tell me what to believe in here and what not to believe in here. And I went, oh, dear, oh, my. And I said to the Lord, what am I going to do? How am I going to know the truth? How am I going to know when I'm going wrong? I felt completely dependent on God. And he gave me the verse that one of the offices of the Spirit is he will lead you into all truth. And I have counted on that all these years. And I go back to that in this day and age when the enemy is rampant, and even politically, the polls are so far apart, it's polarized between the two sides, and the Christianity is becoming polarized too, whereas there's a great divide between the genuine and the fake. But I count on that, and we can count on that. The Spirit will lead you into all truth, and he has been so faithful to show me at times when people were wolves in sheep's clothing, when I was being lied to, or when there was a crisis that wasn't met. Jeremiah had an experience that God gave me through Jeremiah. He said, they made a scheme against me, and I didn't know, but the Lord revealed it. So the Lord will do amazing things if we just keep our eyes on him and ask for reality and ask for discernment. This is the day where discernment is the most critical gift of the Spirit. And as I've said about you, it comes from a pure heart, a pure heart, and a operating by your Spirit. We ought to be able to go a place and our spirit register if that's of God or not. I remember hearing a very famous man's sermon, and I went, that doesn't sit right with me. It's not, but it's him. Surely it's right. How could I be against what he's saying when he's him? And in a very short time, the Lord showed me that this man was wrong. He probably changed it later, but he was wrong. It was not scriptural what he was teaching, and the Lord showed me. And I didn't hold it against him or discredit him because of it, but it was because he had so much that was really spiritual. But the scripture, the first psalm says, beware who you're walking with. Okay, I want to read one of my very favorite verses, Luke 8:18. Be careful, therefore, how you listen. For to him who has spiritual knowledge will more be given. And from him who does not have spiritual knowledge, even what he thinks and guesses and supposes that he has will be taken away.
Yeah, the Aramaic Bible in plain English says this, take heed how you hear. Whoever has it, it will be given to him. And whoever does not have it, also that which he thinks he has will be taken from him.
Whoa. Wow.
So anyway, thank you for listening, and go to the transcriptions of this and of these podcasts, and you'll see the posts. There'll be links to the posts. You can always do that. And you know, anything that we reference in here, whether it's a CD series, a book, or a post from the getalongwithgod.com or wherever, if whatever we're referencing, I usually get into the actual transcriptions that's just below this, and I will link it so that you could literally just click that link, go straight to it. So that's for your convenience. So go check out these posts. We're in the process of writing them and editing them, and they'll be going up pretty soon, probably before this will actually be put up. But you could go back and find them. All right. Have a wonderful time, and thank you for listening.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite Podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.